was overwhelmingly successful despite challenges. You know, last time when you talked to me, I very deliberately decided not to disclose the fact that the police on Thursday, they had actually given me a letter of disapproval. But you see, the people to whom the message had been sent had already been mobilized, and we did not want to send an alarm. So we proceeded planning, we proceeded mobilizing people. And then Friday morning, we did consult our lawyer, who worked very hard, and we really want to thank God for him, Ms. Mahanda. And there was an urgent chamber application, and the court did sit around 7 p.m. on Friday, and then they gave us again that order. So it was successful. People were really thankful to God, and people did pray. People expressed their disappointment, and very, very clear messages were sent to the powers that be.
We understand that there was a declaration of peace that was signed. May you tell us what really is in the declaration?
Declaration obviously is how people have been disturbed by the abduction of Itai Zamara, and also to really express further the disappointment, because this abduction has taken place in a context where a constitution that was written was overwhelmingly voted for. We actually demanded that President Robert Mugabe, as the head of government and state, should come out in the open and instruct his state machineries to actually look out for Zamara and ensure his safe return home.